Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today's episode is Snap P 47.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Never thought they're going to keep snapping for 47 weeks.
No, we did not.
I mean, not consecutive.
But no.
Yeah. But now they're not COVID state of emergencies. They're just pure joy.
Yeah, that's right. So we know it's been a really tricky week.
We really do. It's probably still tricky. Yeah.
That's right. So yeah. We're not flipping about that.
No.
We understand that the world is a difficult place. It always is, actually.
It just depends
on what's being highlighted.
And it depends on who you are and what your
Where
week's
you live.
Been.
That's so, right. Yeah. So we see all you peas in Australia.
We really do.
And
around the
everyone
world.
Everyone around the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just get into some speak pipes and hear from our people.
Yep. And for those of you playing along at home, it's actually 30 degrees in Melbourne today.
Yeah,
the sun is shining. We've still got a bit of the humidity.
Yeah.
But, it's a hot day. We're weirdly in Australia, for those of you overseas, hello and welcome. We finish our seasons at the end of a month. We don't wait till the solstice.
It's so funny when we read Americans talking about their August. That's how I feel is our February.
Yes, that's
and people
right.
don't understand.
Yeah, so February's our hot month. And really, in Melbourne, summer shouldn't start till mid-December because it doesn't get hot.
That's right now
it's autumn, but it's not. It's still summer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Here we are.
Anyway.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Holly. I'm a Sydney P.
Hi, Holly.
And currently dealing with the, let's just call it monsoonal weather.
Yes.
I just had to send you a speak pipe for the first time because I was listening to your podcast about parties as I was on the roof of my house covering various sections with tarps and marquees and trying to make enough space to squeeze 24-year-olds into my house for a birthday party that had been planned to have in the park because after 2 years of solid lockdown until we could get my pea shoot vaccinated, there is no way I am cancelling this party after 2 years of promising that we would
on the roof
have life back to normal for both my pea shoot and the peeling. So the party's actually for the peeling.
Yeah.
But the pea shoot is just as exciting.
Oh, of course.
And, I was just giggling to myself as you were talking about the mad things that you did for their birthdays when they were little as I was on the roof getting covered in torrential rain and trying to erect tarps. Luckily, it's a mermaid-themed party, so the fact that everybody is going to get wet. Means that they'll be in character.
Yes.
Anyway, love you guys. Love the work you do. It's just so nice hearing people talk about families that are just as mad as mine.
Yes.
And, sending you big hugs.
Right back at you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Holly.
Holly, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can see that. I can be like, I am doing this party.
Oh, yeah.
I've cancelled two parties and I'm getting the tarps on the roof.
Hook or
and
by crook.
What a woman.
Yes.
Oh.
Under the sea.
Where it is wetter. There it is better. I know. I think a lot of people will be disagreeing with that this week. But
yes.
But yes.
Yeah.
Good on you. And I hope you manage to stay dry.
Yeah.
And that reminds me that if you have any messages for our party episode,
send it in. Pipe.
We've got a few of them. We'll
or
be recording
you
it
can,
soon.
Definitely email us.
Yep.
And just write party episode, yes. Right? And then we know exactly where it is. Thank you.
And a couple of people have sent messages about it on Instagram, but if you actually want them to go on the podcast,
maybe
email them because it gets lost in there and I can't find them.
I know. There's so many ways to communicate.
Look, we're just all over the socials, so.
Yeah, but it's like.
But badly. Very badly.
I can't even manage my business on there. It's.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Alison in Brisbane again.
Hi, Alison.
We went away last week.
Yes.
We drove our hire car.
Yes.
And nothing happened.
Yay! Wow. After the car tragedies.
Came back spotless.
Yay.
And then we got back to Brisbane and it started raining.
Oh.
And it's rained and rained and rained and rained.
Alison.
Oh, and I also had my ASD assessment last week, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Yes.
But it rained and 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 rained. Oh, did I mention it rained?
Yes.
It was like thunderstorm level rain, you know, where you can't see out your windscreen for 3 days straight. Unbelievable.
I've never been through anything like that.
People who, even my husband, who went through the 2011 flood said, well, the flood was worse, this time the rain was worse.
Right.
It was horrendous. Anyway, enough weather.
I hope you're all right up there.
I also wanted to say you wanted to know where my son lived in Melbourne.
Yes.
He's moved to Russell Street, almost dead opposite the old Melbourne jail. So
wow.
He's as happy as a pig in mud. He's doing the whole, you know, young adult.
Yes, I'm jealous.
Excellent.
Awesome.
He's applying for jobs. Hopefully he'll get one.
Good on him.
Yes, that would be good.
Great.
He wants to do like copywriting. He's a big writer. Like he got his first short story published. A couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Now, my ASD assessment.
Yes, we've been thinking of you.
The lady was lovely.
Good.
Just lovely. And my husband came along because he's very good. He's a doctor, so he's really, like, specialises in mental health. So he really wanted to be there. He was all concerned for me.
Aww,
he had a nice
good
long
man.
Talk to the lady. He said she was wonderful. That's
good.
Always nice.
Yeah.
And I got to the end of it and I said, so what do you think? And she said, well, the problem is, and now I'm not meaning to blow my own trumpet here, the problem is you're so intelligent that it's hard to tell what I'm thinking right now because you're so good at masking.
Yeah,
and if anybody knows anything about ASD in women, they will know that apparently women are good at masking.
Yes.
And I've just apparently got such great skills at hiding my differences that she said, I'm going to have to go away and have a really good, hard, long think about it.
Mm.
I was like, oh, bugger. Because over the last few months, I think it was October last year that I first contacted you.
Yes.
I was really upset and I've sort of gone through that whole emotional journey and now I actually want the diagnosis.
Yes.
I actually want to be on the spectrum because I think I am.
Yeah.
I've done reading, I've done all of this stuff and I actually think I'm on the spectrum. I just think that I'm able to adapt and adjust for whatever reasons.
Mm. Well, you practice
whatever reasons, you know, high functioning, blah, 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 intelligence, blah, blah. I've learned how to adapt and function.
Mm.
But the reason why I think I want the diagnosis is because in 2016 I had a major, 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 major meltdown, like ended up in hospital
it's
level
too
of
hard
meltdown.
To keep it all in.
And I think had I better understood who I was, I would have paced and I would have actually not worked as much and all of these things and had less, pressured myself less. Church, used to go to church and
listen to this because we do pressure ourselves
couldn't
too much.
Cope. You know that great time, I imagine you ladies are really good at it, at the end of church we're all standing around, milling around.
Yeah, yeah. That was my strength.
I don't know what to do. What are you talking to people about? And now I sort of get it. So, and I used to always go off and do things with the kids or you know, find like a tea towel and, I don't know, clean up the kitchen. Yeah. I was never any good at doing like mingling. And you go, girls talk about parties. I'm like, that just makes me feel sick going to a party. Anyway, I just wanted you to know it went okay. When I actually get the report back, I'll let you guys know.
Thank you.
I think it's nice for people maybe to hear an adult journey, an older adult, because, yes, Kate, I'm 50 this year too, and I'm not having a party. I'm not. My husband's organising something for me. And also, Kate, I hear you on the being single again. In 2016-17, my first marriage died and I'm now remarried, but it's hard work.
Yes.
And I just want to say I love you guys. No. See ya.
Bye. Oh, thank you, Alison.
And I think, Alison, thank you for sharing because we love it when you talk to us.
Yes, we do.
It is, we don't think of how tricky it is for people to go through life and go, oh, small talk's hard.
Yes.
Or, you know, because some of us, that's,
that's our superpower.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm so proud of you. You're so awesome.
Yeah, and articulate.
And you're sharing this amazing journey with the peas.
You are.
And I'm sorry you've had rain for so long up there. Yes,
but thank you. Thank and you. Let us know if there's any more.
Yeah, let us know.
Conclusions.
Yeah, we're interested.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, Mandy and Kate.
Hi.
I've been listening to your podcast since it began.
Wow.
Which was actually when we started our journey. So it was great timing and a massive lifesaver, I have to say. I'm a solo parent by choice. I did IVF.
Yep.
Yep.
And I have beautiful five-year-old twins.
Yeah.
My daughter is neurotypical and my son has autism.
Yeah.
And I'm calling because I'm really not in a great place. I'm feeling a lot of anger and resentment for all of the advocacy and work ahead of me.
I know.
I'm not even at the starting line and I am so tired.
Yes.
My kids start school next year and it just makes me incredibly anxious about what's ahead for me.
We are here and for you.
I'm resentful.
I know. It's not fair.
It took a lot to realise and to admit to myself that I was secretly hoping that my son would actually not go to a mainstream school just because I knew that that would involve so much work. And I know that's a really shitty thing to say.
Oh, no, it's not. It's understandable.
I'm just assuming that there are a whole lot of parents who feel the same.
Yes, there are lots.
Heaps.
And I mean, I have it good at the moment because my son goes to a special centre, all-day centre, where he has one-on-one care with his therapists. And if I need anything or if there's a question or concern, it's there, I just text them and I get an immediate response. So I know next year things are going to be completely different and a lot more challenging for me. And I know that, you know, things are just going to get trickier and more complicated and difficult for him socially, academically, etc. And, yes, I guess, you know, listening to your podcast is really helpful. And what I'm really wanting to hear more from, though, is from parents who are struggling like I am, who I guess are at the beginnings of their journeys, of their journey. About acceptance, I guess, acceptance of our pea life. I'm still struggling to accept my son's disability. And, you know, I hear people talk about the joy and love and a place of peace that they're at. And I have to say that sounds totally amazing, but so far from where I'm at at the moment. And I just wonder, how did you get there?
Yeah. Like,
therapy.
It sounds so beautiful, but I am so far from that point. I found actually one thing that my psychologist said that was incredibly helpful. He said that grieving, it's not like you go through all of the stages of the grieving process and you come out the other end of it all cured and happy and everything's fine. That throughout my life, I will reach points where I will grieve all over again. Mm. And that makes sense, you know. Your child reaches a point in their life where they've got new types of struggles or concerns or challenges, and things are not as you expected them to be. And yes, you grieve all over again. I get that, but I would like to somehow, sometime soon, get to a place where I can find peace and happiness. Mm. And it would just be
a relief.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Really helpful to hear more of.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I think I want to say two things. The first thing is that Mandy and I, in our amazing families, have navigated a lot of trickiness. And like all relationships, there are things that we will never talk about on this podcast. And that was never the purpose of the podcast. Mm. And that probably is more of what we do when we chat with a couple of friends. Mm. And also, we are a long way down the track, okay? Mm. And so, you know, in 10 years you will feel very different. And just remember that future you will be able to do it. She'll be able to draw on all the things that have happened. So you don't have to advocate the minute you walk into school.
No, that's right.
You can have a gentle first year.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't sorry, teachers, but it doesn't even really matter.
It's preparation. It's
just preparation, okay?
But also it got me thinking, has our podcast put pressure on parents before school because of the information they've heard from us? Because I went into school pretty naive.
Yes.
Right? And so I had a little bit of ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
And so I feel a little bit uncomfortable that maybe we've given you too much information.
We have people on the podcast whose kids have sailed through.
That's right.
So I think a lot of the reason I wanted to make this was because I found mainstream school tricky for my kids. But some people really, really don't.
Yes, that's right.
It may be fine. You may get a school with the most amazing principal or curriculum enhancement person and, you know.
Well, I'm sorry if we've just made that a bit harder on you.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think that is probably a truth.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yep.
Yeah. But we did make this podcast for you, right?
We really,
to talk
really
about
did.
The intricacies of multiple births and living in this journey.
Yep.
So, yeah, but everything you said, I understand, I can see,
yep,
and I can feel it.
And we will maybe do an episode, as I said, on acceptance, and we'll get some people in that are much smarter than us, and Mandy and I'll talk about what that felt like for us, because actually it changed my life.
Me too.
Right? It doesn't mean the fact that I didn't get to sleep last night till 1:30 is easy, but I can accept it.
Yeah.
And there's a real difference there, right? So when we talk about acceptance, I do not live a Zen life.
No.
Nothing about me is Zen.
No.
Right? As you heard, if you listen to the Snap Pea, to the regular episode, I'll yell down the hallway to my kids what I'm doing. Like, I'm not quiet, but that doesn't mean that I can't accept things. But I still have moments where I'm like, this is not what I signed up for, right?
Yes.
I don't think that we are super human at all.
No.
But I think
this is a tiny snippet.
Yeah. And you're they're tricky years that you're in.
Yeah, because well, they're
milestones are huge.
That's right. They're physically sort of, you know, they're busy.
Yes.
You're really responsible. You're a solo mum. You've got it all.
And you're surrounded by people going, you know.
Oh, looking forward to school.
Yeah, looking forward to school. Does he know all his sight words? Oh, we've already.
And you're like, well, I've listened to 185 episodes of Peas. I'm not looking forward to it.
So I'm sorry for that.
Yes.
But I just want to say that we are here. You can message us. You can send Pipes,
anytime.
Chat in the hangout.
And if other people feel like that, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Has it been helpful or do you think it's put more pressure on you to worry about things that perhaps we never did?
No, I suppose all we wanted to say was if it's tricky.
We're your people.
Other people have been through it before. The schools have heard it before and it's okay to advocate, right? But it's also we've both stepped back.
Oh, it's not.
And times when we probably shouldn't have.
Oh, totally. Read the book. I've got so much guilt.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah, but anyway, today I'm just wrapping you up in a big P hug and telling you that it will change.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Peas. It's Pseudo P.
Hi, Pseudo P.
Because I pressed the wrong button. I'm still Pseudo P. We're getting closer to a P identity, but still waiting on wait lists.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about that another time.
Yep.
Just wanted to see how everyone else's start to the school year is going.
Yeah.
We now have a prep and a grade two in our household. It's been a lot of ups and downs. But I thought I'd share some highlights with you.
Please.
So one was where grade two said something that prep got upset about.
Mm.
Prep bit grade two.
Yep.
And then grade two composed a song on the piano with the lyrics, she bit me, she bit me, she bit me, over and over and over. There's also been a couple of times of people wearing casual clothes. And I took them to school anyway, and the principal, bless her, just walked them in. Best example at the moment this week is yesterday grade two said to me, there's no black socks in my drawer. And I said, okay, have you had a good look? Yes. All right, what am I going to get if I go in there and find them?
Yes. Oh,
a massage. Ooh. So I went and had a look in the drawer, and there are no black socks.
No.
It was so weird because there were three pairs of socks in there.
Mm.
Anyway, grade two fesses up that she had moved all of her black socks into prep's drawer so that I would be wrong. So, that's what's happening in our house. We've also been reading this book a lot at the moment, which makes me think of the peas. And I figured there's a few people who might need to hear it at the moment.
Thank
so I
you.
Thought that I would read it to you.
Great. Yes. Go for it.
All the Ways to Be Smart by Davina Bell and Alison Colpoys.
Oh, thank you.
Sit back, Kate.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't get the pictures. It's better with pictures.
Sit back and relax.
That's all right, I've leaned back.
I can't wait to share with you how smart you are the whole day through.
Mm.
Smart at drawing witches' hats. Smart at gluing wings on bats.
Mm.
Smart at rhyme and telling time and building cubbies, making slime.
Oh.
Smart is not just ticks and crosses. Smart is building boats from boxes.
Mm.
Painting patterns. Wheeling wagons, being mermaids, riding dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Smart at drawing things with claws, facts about the dinosaurs, folding aeroplanes for flying. Smart is kindness when there's crying. Growing, throwing, bubble blowing. Smart is knowing where you're going. Finding treasures, flower picking. ukulele, finger clicking.
Mm.
Smart at sharing, caring, scaring. Smart at picking what you're wearing.
Mm.
Smart at saying hi and bye to people when they feel all shy.
Oh. Yeah.
Crazy dances, horsey prances. Feeling scared but taking chances.
Mm.
Jumping off so you can fly. Smart at asking how, what, why.
Mm.
Smart at building ships to Mars. Mm. Drawing very pointy stars. Knowing all the planet names. Making space shoots that shoot flames. Smart at matching shapes in pairs, like hexagons and big blue squares. Counting all the way past 40. Being sorry when you're naughty. Smart at bugs and squeezy hugs and mixing potions up in mugs. Making up new games with teams and floating off on daytime dreams.
Oh.
Smart is reading, writing, spelling, but it's also storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Finding things on all the pages. Sitting still and quiet for ages.
Mm.
Smart is not just being best at spelling bees, a tricky test, or knowing all the answers ever. Other things are just as clever.
Mm.
Every hour of every day, we're smart in our own special way.
Yes.
And nobody will ever do the very same smart things as you.
Oh.
So I hope you enjoyed that. That book was given to us by another P family, and we absolutely love it.
I feel like I need it.
I hope you're all well. Thanking everyone in Brisbane and New South Wales, Queensland and New South Wales, going through floods at the moment, and hoping all the peas are well.
Yep.
Bye.
Oh, goodness, pseudo P, you made Kate and I cry.
I really did. Yeah. I'm gonna find that book.
Yep, me too.
Yep. Shame I didn't write it down after re-listen to your episode.
I was thinking, what was it called? I was thinking, oh, well, I'll listen next Monday.
Because we're just so professional.
No, but I just thought, that is exactly where Miss Eleven's at.
It is.
Trying to get back into school.
Oh.
That's
a beautiful book.
Beautiful book.
I'm so glad you brought it to my attention.
Kate, can you take a photo and put it on Instagram?
I will. Yeah, yeah.
For that day. Yeah?
We'll order it somehow. We'll get a copy and we'll have a look.
Oh, thank you, Pseudo P.
Yeah. I must admit.
No one reads Kate and I's story.
No one. It was so nice. Really nice.
I thought, imagine I was snuggled in my bed and someone read that to me.
I know.
Oh.
Yesterday when I picked Woody up from school, he said, you know what, nobody at school thinks that I can build a flamethrower from a fire extinguisher, but I am smart enough. I said, you're not going to try it, are you?
No.
Because I don't know why I tell you these things.
You spoil all the fun.
I'm like, well, it is a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
But, yeah, so it's smart at different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really need to read that in my house.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was beautiful and it's the truth. And I think I forget to
remind that
because there's a whole lot of, we have to do maths.
That's right.
I think the teachers are like, we need to do maths.
Yes.
Bring all these Melbourne children back up to scratch. But
what do they say? It's not resilience. What's the?
Oh, it's growth mindset. Kate.
Growth mindset. So I think, you know, that maths, if you've got a growth mindset, you'll be fine.
It's not going to help me at 45.
Growth mindset.
I know. Anyway, I don't want to criticise it because
she
understood it.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh. Any buzzword.
I know.
Circling back. Circling back. If we have a look at the whole dashboard. Yes, let's do that. Yep. Because I never get to say anything like that.
I know, me either. Or yesterday I said, look, I know I always bang on about 9-month-old babies and how they're my favourite age. And then I said, but you don't know that.
Yeah, because I know. Because this is the first time I've met you.
Because that's the first time I've told you, but I say it all the time. So anyway, let's keep going. That was funny. Oh, dear.
Hello, Peas.
Hello.
I just wanted to say a big thank you for your episode on parties.
Oh.
It gave me the courage to invite a little fella from my son's daycare over for a play. I'd had the note written but was sitting on it feeling shy and uncertain about whether, just whether I'd be a good host and be able to make this little boy his additional needs and my son's additional needs in the mix. So I just want to say how grateful I am for the stories and perspectives that you shared. It helped me to ask you guys.
Oh.
Love the podcast.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Game changing. You changed someone's life.
You did. You changed that little person,
yep.
Their mum.
Yep.
They were invited over for a play.
Oh.
I know that feeling of feeling overwhelmed by yep. many pea shoots yeah, in the yeah, house. Yeah. I feel like that too sometimes. Yeah, I yeah. think, okay. But, oh, goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful message. Thank you for all your beautiful messages thank today.
You. We incredible. Love doing the snap peas. Oh,
love them.
This fills my whole heart with joy.
Yep. Thank yeah. you. Thank you. And it's, yeah, it's just beautiful. So we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I hope this week somehow the weather is kind to everybody. But yeah. Let us know how you're going.
Yeah,
and send right. us some more speak pipes and we'll keep recording snap yeah. peas.
And listen to this Thursday's episode.
It's beautiful.
Super, super, super P coming your way.
Super P. You're yeah. going to love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Okay, see you, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.